The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another he said, "And you, how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, "Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. Today's gospel is about the shrewd steward. We might call him a savvy or clever businessman today. Here's this guy whose master knows he's a cheat, and yet even in his final acts as steward, he befriends those who owe his master money. It seems odd that Christ would praise this guy. After all, he's been dishonest with his master's wealth. But it's not the dishonesty that Christ praises, but the cleverness of which this businessman does his work. He's doing everything he can to set himself up for success after his current position is going to be terminated, even to the extent of defrauding his own master, of even more than he did before that got him in trouble. But he's going about doing everything he can to make sure that he's successful in the future. He's preparing for what's to come. My brothers and sisters, the message of today's gospel is simple. If this worldly man can prepare well for his future with things that don't matter at all, how much more should we be preparing for our own future, for our eternal reward? We too will be asked to give an account for everything God has entrusted to us. So the question we have to answer today is, are we prepared? Are we ready?